get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the Give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Truly thank God for everything that has transpired to this point. I thank God for the men. Thank God for the women that supported us and support us. Truly, it's a combined effort. It takes us all to do what God has called us to do. Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 2, and verses 1 through 10. Verses 1 through 10. And what we're looking at here is the first miracle at Canaan. Some of us may know it, some of us may not. I know a lot of the people who are unsaved and who are non-believers, they love this passage because they say, well, Jesus turned the water into wine. And they, you know, can a man drink and should we drink? And Jesus did it. That's their focus when they look at this passage of scripture. What I want to do is to use this scripture to give us an idea of a call to action. The word of the Lord reads, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bare it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and he knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you now for your help, your strength, your spirit to be upon me. God, as I speak your truth today, you do it. When I open my mouth, let them hear the voice of God. Let them hear you speaking, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, everyone that will hear these words today, no matter where they are, in their home, in their car, in the hospital room, God, let them hear your voice and get a clear understanding of your word. Not only just an understanding for them, but so that they may move forth and do. Now, God, as I sit down, stand up in me, Lord, speak today, Holy Spirit. Speak today, O God, who is from everlasting to everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. We watched the song before, and they called it a call to action. So many things were going on, so many different things. And we look at the pandemic and all the atrocities that have taken place, especially in the Black community with Black men. And what is the church's responsibility? What is our responsibility? Because we often look for political solutions to challenges. We often look to the government, but what we really should be doing is looking to God. Looking to God, because it is Him and it's He who knows what's best. It is He who has the power. It is He who has the heart of the king in His hand. And a lot of times we want to just move and do our own thing, but we have to wait on the voice of God. We must move. We must take action. We must do. And here's why I say this. There's a quote that says, "You must be the change that you want to see in the world." You must be that change. No matter what it is in your home, on your job, in your marriage, at school, in life, in your community. If you want things to change, you must be that change that you want to see in the world. Another quote that I'm reminded of, it says that the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to stand by and do absolutely nothing. To do absolutely nothing. And I'm speaking to the men because, men, it is up to us to take hold, to take charge, and to move and to do. Y'all know how I like to make it plain before I get into that passage of scripture. Men, and I'm speaking to married men and even men who have a significant other, y'all can relate to this. You know, a lot of things going on. Even in our illustration, Jesus's mother say they have no wine. There's an issue. There's a challenge. There's a problem that needs to be solved. They had no wine. Men in our homes, there are always challenges that need to be solved, problems that need to be resolved, things that need to be fixed. And I'm talking to myself. We often call it the honey-do list. We can choose to sit by and do nothing. But we can also choose to take action. Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't take action, the noise going to get a little louder. The nagging going to get a little stronger. The pain going to become a little greater. And finally, you may even hear these words, "I just do it myself." And then I know I may have some young people on the line listening today. You know, when mom and daddy ask you to do something and clean up something, you can do nothing, or you can choose to take action. If you do nothing, the noise gonna get a little louder. Mama gonna be screaming, and daddy don't like to hear that noise. He gonna let mama talk for a while, but if you don't take action, the noise gonna get a little louder. But then when daddy moves in, the pain will prevail. If you get my underlying meaning. So it's a call to action. And men, I want us to understand this. If we fail to do nothing, if we fail to teach our children, then lawlessness will prevail because they have no boundaries. They have no idea of what is right and what is wrong. It is our responsibility as men to take action. The house of God, the people of men and women of God, if we fail to pray and preach the gospel, sin and unrighteousness will prevail. What am I saying? It's a call to action. It's time for us to do something. If we want to see something different, we must do something different. We're often told that actions speak louder than words. Got to do something. Love is what it does. And y'all know how that works. If you ever been in a relationship, you can say, I love you all day long, but every now and again, you got to do something. Got to do a little dinner. Do a little spending of money. I'm just making it plain for situations to change. You have to do something. And I'll take it like this. When God speaks, things happen. Because his word is active. It does something. It will never return to him void. He is our example. When he speaks, things change. When he moves, things change. Today, men, if we want things to change in our world, in our home, in our community, we must take action. Want to lay a foundation? Turn with me to the book of James, chapter 1, verses 22 through 24. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Men, we don't want to just look in the mirror. What this scripture is saying in a nutshell is when you know what to do, if you don't act right away, if you don't move promptly, take the appropriate and necessary action, you will forget. You feel forget. That's why as a trainer, people learn in different methods, in different ways. But the quicker you can get someone doing something, the quicker they will learn it and they're more apt to retain it. You can talk to them, but give them exercises, give them examples, let them have a practical application of it, and then they will retain it and they're more apt to do it. And then here's another thing, once you learn it and do it, go out and teach it and you'll become more proficient. So how am I relating this to the scripture? If we don't do something, the scripture says, be a doer and not just a hearer of the word. If we step out and we do things, things will happen, things will change. One of my coaches always tells me, Vincent, activity produces results. We can sit around and talk all day long. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But activity brings forth results. The Bible even says that faith without works is dead. If we don't do anything, if we don't move, if we don't take action, nothing will happen. Activity brings forth results. Now we have to make sure we're doing the right things at the right time. But that's where we have to go to God. Turn with me to James 4 and 17, setting the stage of taking action. Verse 17 of James chapter 4 says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Sin of omission. If you know you're supposed to be doing something, if you know it's the right thing to do, if you know God has told you to do it and to take action and you do not do it, you willfully disobey, that is sin. And a lot of what we see going on is because we're scared to act. We're scared to move. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of a power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, what we need to do is to do what God says. The Bible says, whatever your hands find to do, do it. Take action. Don't sit around idle. Sit back and we can watch CNN. We can sit back and we can watch all these things going on. We can sit back and watch our children. But if we don't intervene from a godly perspective, if we don't intervene, how can we expect things to change? How can we expect things to get better? How can we expect a better quality of life if we do nothing? If we do nothing. I often tell people when I teach, if you're going to whine and complain, be quiet. Here's where I'm going. How many of you ever had somebody on the job, they always complaining about this, complaining about that. They won't do this. They won't. I say, hold up, time out. Here's the thing. What are you doing about it? Are you putting forth solutions to try to solve the problem? Or if it's not the place for you, are you on Indeed looking for another job? And they look and say, well, no. I said, well, if you're going to do nothing, say nothing. Because if you're going to sit here and whine and complain and do nothing, you are saying it is okay. It is all right. And if you're going to sit there and accept it, be quiet and just take it and move on. But if you want things to change, do something. If you want to get up out of there, start looking for a job. Do what you're supposed to do. Even yesterday, we talked about this in the men's ministry meeting. Do what you're supposed to do. Do it as unto God. But if it's not the right place, make a way and leave. Actions speak louder than words. They don't appreciate you. They don't like how you do things on the job. You're doing everything. They don't appreciate you. And you keep talking to them rightfully and you're asking for things. Okay, no problem. I got you. Actions speak louder than words. When you turn in that 2-week notice, actions speak louder than words. So if we're going to complain and do nothing, be quiet. The sins of omission. James chapter 4 and 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. Men, we know we're supposed to be doing some things and we ain't doing it. We sinning. Bottom line, there is nothing I could add to it, take away. It's just straight up wrong. If we're watching atrocities and do nothing, it's absolutely wrong. So we must move. And we should not be afraid to move if we're doing good. I just love it. Brother Jones, in his scripture this morning, he hit the nail on the head here. I love this. We're so afraid to act, but if we're righteous, look at how God says it in Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever what he doeth. That wasn't even a part of my message until this morning when he read the scripture. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever we do, it'll work. But we can't be afraid, man. We can't be afraid. Oh, my Lord. So let us go. Where am I going with this? Go to the first miracle. Show y'all some things here in this first miracle. The problem, they had no wine. The problem, social injustice, crime, things in society not going right, voting rights, voting laws, things in our home, situations in our homes, the problem. We have problems. So here, this verse of scripture introduces the problem. They have no wine. Now, what I'm going to say to the men is something here that I want to say, because a lot of times we look at things and say, I can't do it. Take that out of your vocabulary. Because it contradicts scripture that says I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. What happens is a lot of times we are faced with a problem that we've never seen before. Therefore, our mind says I can't. But what we need to say is I don't know how to do it. There is a big difference between I can't and I don't know how. Because if I don't know how, go with me to the book of James again. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask what? Of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Stop saying I can't. Start saying I don't know how. And if I don't know how, let me ask God, who will give me the wisdom to do it, because he will give it to you if you ask. Going back, men, we can't be afraid to ask for help, because God will give you the answer by way of his scripture, by way of his word, by way of other men who are there in your life. So in order for things to change, stop saying I can't. Say I, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. Sometimes I don't know what I don't know, but then when I find out I know what I don't know, I go and ask somebody, and that somebody is God, who will give me the answer in order for me to take action. So there's the problem, and we have problems in our homes, our lives, our community. What must we do? Okay. There's a problem. But she took the problem where? To God. She said, Jesus, they have no wine. And Jesus says, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. But she took the problem to God. And then when she took the problem to God, she believed. And she took action and went around and said unto the servants. Oh, you got to look at this thing. She went to the servants and said, whatsoever he said unto you, what? Do it. Take action. So here, she took the problem to God. She left it there, went back on faith and told the servant, whatever he tells you to do, do. So men, stop saying I can't. Start saying I don't know how. Go to God, and whatever he tells you to do, do, to change your situation. Y'all gonna get this in a moment. Now, we find that there were some water pots there. And Jesus went and he said to them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. I'm going to stop right there. Man, y'all know we like to do stuff. I'm dating myself now. I'm going way back in time, because they don't do these things anymore. Everything's on video games now. You know, what's that called? Call of Duty or whatever, all the war games. They just play it on the video games and all those action games. And they even race the cars on there. We used to have racetracks and stuff. We used to like to do stuff. They just do it in a different way. See, men, back in the day, we had action heroes. G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. You know, with the Kung Fu grip. Because we like to do things and grab hold of things. We even had, back in the day, Evel Knievel. He would jump, and they had the little thing, and we would do stuff. We didn't have the guns on the video games. We had little guns that look real. We can't play with them now because we get in trouble. Because we used to have the little red caps, and we put the caps in there. Y'all gonna have to Google this, y'all young folk. Okay, y'all gonna have to Google this. So y'all gonna have to do some research on this. Have to go, and we'd be outside, man, and we put those caps in there. I'm thinking, pow, and then we have fun, and we're doing stuff. We were even out in the street playing flags. I mean, playing touch football. Sometimes we even played tackle on the side of the street. We play touching the road, tackle on the side of the street. Sometimes we run into some cars, but we did some things. And we did it because we weren't afraid. We weren't afraid to get hit. We did some things. We took action. We did some things. And our lives were forever changed because we did some things. We did some things and our lives were changed. Say, how? Because we were outside, we were playing. We didn't have a lot of excess body fat. We didn't have a lot of excess problems that we did, any illnesses and stuff, because we ran and we played outside. And I'm not saying you got to, but we exercise. We did some things that were fun. We did some things, and the ancillary effects kept us from other things because we did. Now, these men, Jesus said, fill the water pots. I want you to check this out. Fill, draw, and bear. That's what Jesus told them to do. Fill, draw, and bear. Three action things. That's what he told them to do. You want to call to action? Got to, he said, fill, draw, and bear. What I want to leave you with is today, men, do the possible, and God will do the impossible. You have to do what you can do and let God do the impossible. Where am I going with this? Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Men, what am I saying? Do the possible, and God will do the impossible. Stop saying, I can't, say, I don't know how. Ask God for wisdom, and whatever he tells you to do, do it, and let the rest be on him. Here we had fill, draw, bear. Three things he told them to do. Fill, draw, and bear. Fill, what does it mean? To cause a space or a container to be full. They had to go pull some water. They had to do some stuff. They weren't sitting back. They had to go do some stuff. And then he said, draw, pull out, and play. So he had them to fill it up. Then he had them to draw it out. But what did he have them to do? They were filling the thing with water, drawing out water. But it was what they could do. It was the possible. It was the possible. And then he said, bear, to move while holding up or supporting something. So they done already carried these things, filled them with water. Man, this man must be crazy. And now we done drew it out. And now we're bearing, we're walking with it. We're walking with it. Fill, draw, bear. That's all God told them to do. Sometimes God just telling you to do some easy stuff. Fill, draw, and bear. Just like the prophet told a man with leprosy, just go dip yourself seven times. He got all upset. Why are you going into Jordan? Just go get in the Jordan, dip yourself seven times, and you'll be healed. When he finally did it, his miracle came. Fill, draw, bear. Do the possible, and God will do the impossible. Stop making excuses, men. You got to ask God. And you got to move. So watch this. They filled it up, they drew, and they bear. So they're walking. But while they're walking, things are changing. See, things are not going to change while you're sitting still. Unless God has you in a position or place and he's saying, wait on me to put some things in order, then I want you to move. So you have to have discernment. But nothing happened. They bear it and they move. They bear. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. So check this out. He said, wow, I'm paraphrasing this. Y'all done say the best stuff to last. Oh my goodness. Man, I tell you, man, most time people say, the bad stuff to the end when you don't know what's going on. I'm going to make it plain from the people. I'm going to go back, you know, and we know that all things work together for the good. Back in my day when I used to be a bartender, see, all the good stuff used to be on the top shelf. All the high-priced stuff in the bar used to be on the top shelf. All the stuff be down, the low stuff down in the bottom, in the well, those well. And typically what people do, they give you the well stuff. That's the cheap gut stuff, right? And what he's saying is normally the people at weddings give you a little taste of the good stuff first, get you going, and then they put that away and they give you all the bad stuff. But here in the scripture, what the governor said, my goodness, you went to the top shelf and got the real good high price stuff at the end. You save the best stuff for last. Oh my goodness. Now, I want you all to understand what has taken place by the people taking action. They filled, they drew, and they bared. It was water. They did the possible. Jesus did, God did the impossible. He changed the molecular structure and turned water into something that was completely different. They had a problem. No wine. Jesus solved the problem by doing something miraculous that had never been done. You want some things to change in your life? You want to see the miraculous happen? When we take action according to God, the miraculous can change. The molecular structure of your situation, of your home, your family, your marriage, your community, the things, the atrocities that are going on in this nation can change when we act according to God, when we feel, draw, and bear according to what God says. Now, what happened? The best was saved for last. What does that mean? The best, there's a difference between good, better, and best. There's a difference between bad, ugly, and pretty. There's a difference. What's the quality? So now, the quality of what they were drinking is better now. At the end, not knowing that the molecular structure of the water had been changed to give them the best quality of stuff. What am I saying? The quality of our lives, the quality of our situations can be changed if we feel, draw, and bear. Meaning if we obey the voice of God and do things according to his will, our situation, the things in life can change. But we have to do. So what happened? They had a problem. They took the problem to God. God said, okay, now you do this. Do the possible, and I'm going to do the impossible. What was the impossible here? The impossible was turning water, the molecular structure, in something else. He did it what? As they moved, as they went, as they believed. The mother had faith because she took the problem to Jesus and said, turn around and said, whatever he tell you to do, just do it. And she walked away. Taking action. A miracle can happen. The quality of your situation, the quality of your life can change. But what do I have to do? First, I have to develop a relationship with God. I have to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I must be changed. I must become anew. I must become a new creation, a new creature. And then when I develop a relationship with God, the scripture tells me, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Now that I have been changed by God, I have the right to go boldly before the throne of grace and to ask what it is that I want. Because I am now a child of God, I can enter into and call him not only God, but Abba Father, and he will listen to me and hear me because I am his child. What am I saying now? Because I don't know how to do something. I can go to him who is all-knowing, who is from everlasting to everlasting, and ask of him, and he shall tell me. Why? Because over in Psalms 37 and 23, it says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If you want to know how to solve the political situation in Washington, all you got to do is ask God, and he'll order your steps, and he'll show you how to do it. If you want the situation in your home to change, just go to God and he'll give you a step-by-step plan on how to do it. If we want our communities to change, we just go to God and he'll give you a step-by-step plan on how to do it. The problem is we want to do it ourselves. We want to be the big man. But the Bible tells me, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and what? He shall direct your path. If you call on him, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Men, today, whatever is going on in your life, everything that's going on in our community, I'm not going to get worried. I'm not going to fret. I'm going to go to Jesus with my problem. I'm going to go to God with my problem and wait on him to tell me to feel, to draw, and to bear. And when he tells me whatever he tells me to do, then I'm going to do it. Because when I do it, the quality of my situation will change. Not only the problem be solved, but it will be solved in a better method than I could ever imagine. Why? Oh, hallelujah. Because my thoughts are not his thoughts, neither are his ways my ways. Oh, when he does it, it's going to be done good. Why? Because now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. And even though we're going to ask, he will solve the problem. Not only solve the problem, but give you a better quality solution than you can ever imagine. All we have to do is just take action. What am I saying? Men today, we must be about our Father's business. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you look after God's stuff, he will take care of our stuff. We must work while it is day, men. Roll up our sleeves and do. Take action. We got to pray. We got to read. We got to do all those things. But we've got to hear the voice of God. And when we hear the voice of God speaking, then we must do. If it costs you your life, do what God says do. Is your family worth your life? Oh, yes, it is. We cannot be afraid. We can no longer sit by idle, but we cannot move recklessly. Be about our Father's business and work while it is day. So men, today, it's a call to action. We want things to change. We must be the change that we want to see in the world. The water into wine gives us this, a problem, a solution, and a better quality solution than we could ever imagine. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you. Be blessed, my brothers. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel, so download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.